What is verbal and nonverbal communication? Communication is a part of our everyday lives. We talk, use gestures, make facial expressions, and even stay silent to send messages. Today, we'll learn about the two main types of communication, verbal and nonverbal, with helpful tips and examples for both work and daily life. Verbal communication refers to everything we express with words, whether spoken or written. For example, giving instructions to a coworker or explaining something to a customer. It's important to use clear and simple words. If your instructions are unclear or you speak too quickly, it can confuse others and it can lead to mistakes. Nonverbal communication includes everything we do without words, such as gestures, facial expressions, posture, and eye contact. Eye contact can be difficult for some people, especially if they feel uncomfortable looking directly into someone's eyes. While it may not always be easy, eye contact shows attention and interest. If you find it hard, you can try looking at the person's forehead or the bridge of their nose instead. Also, avoid turning your back while speaking, as this can seem rude. Nodding your head shows you're listening, and using people's names can make communication more personal. Tips to improve your verbal communication. Speak slowly and calmly so others can understand you more easily. Use simple and clear phrases like, "I finished the task," or "Do you need help with anything?" Ask if your message was understood by saying things like, "Was that clear?" or "Would you like me to explain that further?" Tips to improve your nonverbal communication. Use natural gestures that match what you're saying. For example, if you say "here," indicate to the place. Avoid crossing your arms, as it can make you seem closed off or uncomfortable. Keep a relaxed posture and don't turn your back when talking to someone. Examples of situations and how to handle them. In a job interview, verbal, talk about your strengths. For example, "I am hardworking, I follow rules, and I enjoy working with a team." These are important qualities for any job. Nonverbal, sit up straight and relaxed, make brief eye contact when speaking, nod to show you understand, and speak in a calm tone. Doing a task with a team. Verbal, be clear when you talk. For example, "I can sweep while you clean the tables." This helps everyone know what they need to do. Nonverbal, point to the objects you need, like a broom or a bucket, to support what you're saying. Keep an open attitude and pay attention to others' gestures. Helping a customer in a store. Verbal, use polite, clear phrases like, "How can I help you?" or "Please wait a moment, I'll be right with you." Nonverbal, smile slightly to show friendliness, keep an open posture, and avoid crossing your arms. Practicing at home. You can practice in front of a mirror to see how you use your gestures and expressions. Talk about something simple like how your day went and see if your posture and gestures match your words. You can also record yourself to see how you can improve. Why is it important to combine both forms of communication? When your words and gestures support each other, people understand you better. If you say something positive like "good job," but don't smile or make eye contact, your message might not feel sincere. That's why it's important for your words and actions to match. Small things like calling someone by their name or not turning your back can make a big difference in how others see you. Communication is not just about speaking, it's also about listening and showing interest. With practice, you can get better at expressing yourself and connecting with others, both at work and in your everyday life.